During the COVID-19 pandemic, Anglican churches in the Lower Mainland have been closed to in-person worship. So we are going to send something out every week, a gospel, a sermon, some type of virtual service. So this is our first, and this is for the fourth Sunday in Lent. And the gospel is John 9. The Lord be with you. And also with you. As Jesus walked along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned. He was born blind so that God's work might be revealed in him. We must work the works of him who sent me. While it is day, night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." When he said this, he spat on the ground and made mud with the saliva and spread the mud on the man's eyes, saying to him, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. Then he went and washed and came back, able to see. The neighbors and those who had seen before as a beggar began to ask, "Is this not the man who used to sit and beg?" Some were saying, "It is." Others were saying, "No, but it is someone like him." He kept saying, "I am the man." But they kept asking him, "Then how were your eyes opened?" And he answered, "The man called Jesus made mud, and he spread it on my eyes and said to me, 'Go and wash.' And then I went and washed and received my sight." And they said to him, "Well, where is he?" He said, "I do not know." They brought to the Pharisees the man who had formerly been blind. Now it was Sabbath day when Jesus made the mud and opened his eyes. Then the Pharisees also began to ask him how he had received his sight. He said to them, "He put the mud on my eyes, and then I washed, and now I see." Some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not for God, for he does not observe the Sabbath." But others said, "How can a man who is a sinner perform such signs?" And they were divided. So they said again to the blind man, "What do you say about him? It was your eyes he opened." He said, "He is a prophet." The Jews did not believe that he had been blind and had received his sight until they called the parents of the man who had received his sight and asked them, "Is this your son who do you say was born blind? How then does he now see?" His parents answered, "We know that this is our son and that he was born blind, but we don't know how it is that he now sees, nor do we know who opened his eyes. Ask him, he is of age. He will speak for himself." His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jews, for the Jews had already agreed that anyone who confessed Jesus to be the Messiah would be put out of the synagogue. Therefore, his parents said, "He is of age. Watch, ask him." So for the second time, they called the man who had been blind, and they said to him, "Give glory to God. We know that this man is a sinner." He answered, "I do not know whether he is a sinner. One thing I do know, that though I was blind, now I see." And they said to him, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" And he answered them, "I've told you already, and you would not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you also want to become his disciples?" Then they reviled him, saying, "You are his disciple, but we are disciples of Moses. We know that God has spoken to Moses, but as for this man, we do not know where he comes from." The man answered, "Here is an astonishing thing. You do not know where he comes from, and yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but he does listen to one who worships him and obeys his will. Never since the world began has it been heard that anyone opened the eyes of a person born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing." They answered him, "You were born entirely in sins, and are you trying to teach us?" And they drove him out. Jesus heard that they had driven him out, and when he found him, he said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" He answered, "And who is he, sir? Tell me so that I may believe in him." Jesus said to him, "You have seen him, and the one speaking with you is he." He said, "Lord, I believe." And he worshipped him. And Jesus said, "I came into this world for judgment, so that those who do not see may see, and those who do not see, who do see, may become blind." Some of the Pharisees nearby heard of this and said to him, "Surely we are not blind, are we?" And Jesus said to them, "If you were blind, you would not have sinned. But now that you say, we see your sin remains. The Gospel of Christ. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And let us pray. Lord God, thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus, a gift that we often take for granted. Thank you, Lord, that when we are unable to see our way in life, you promise to be there and fill us with your power. Be with us this day and always, and make our hearts receptive to your urgings. Remove the veils that prevent us from seeing what is really happening, and let us not be consumed by our stories and our fears. We ask all of this in the name of Jesus and in the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Helen Keller was a woman of deep faith. She became an advocate for women's rights and during her lifetime traveled the world telling her story to others in hope that they would not lose faith and give up when faced with a challenge. She died in 1968 and still to this day is an inspiration to many. Helen Keller, in spite of her blindness, was able to see and understand far more than those of us who have sight. She remarked, "It is a terrible thing to see and have no vision. Many people know so little about what is beyond their short range of experience. They look within themselves and find nothing. Therefore, they conclude that there is nothing outside themselves either. The best and most beautiful things in the world cannot be seen or even touched. They must be felt with the heart. I can see, and that's why I can be happy in what you call the dark. But for me, it is golden. I can see a God-made world, not a man-made world. Death is no more than passing from one room to another. But there's a difference for me, you know, because in that other room, I shall be able to see." On this fourth Sunday in Lent, the Gospel reading is a story that on one level is about physical blindness, but on a deeper level, the danger of spiritual blindness. Spiritual blindness can block us from seeing the redeeming work of Jesus in ourselves and in each other. And the chapter begins with Jesus challenging a long-held cultural belief that tragedy and sickness or calamity was the result of some great sin. And he says, his disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" And Jesus replied, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned, but this happened so the works of God could be displayed in him." He then does a very strange thing. He spat on the ground and he made some mud with the saliva and put it on the man's eyes. "Go," he said, "go wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. So the man went and washed and came home seeing. Jesus used this man's suffering to teach about faith and to glorify God. Innocent children and people suffer. If God took suffering away, we would follow him for comfort and convenience, not from love and devotion. I would never presume to have the perfect answer as to why some suffer and others do not. But I believe we live in a world where good behavior is often not rewarded and bad behavior is not always punished. Even Jesus would not trust himself to human beings because he knew what lay in the human heart. It's a beautiful line from John 2. But Jesus did not trust them because he knew all about people. No one needed to tell him about human nature, for he knew what was in each person's heart. Regardless of our troubles, Jesus has the power to help us to deal with it. As disciples of Christ, our lives will never be trouble-free. However, we have the surety of knowing that we are never alone and that we are given the strength for the trial and a clear perspective for why it is happening. And there are several different reactions to the healing of the blind beggar, starting with the skeptical and surprised neighbors. His neighbors who had formerly seen him blind were saying, "Isn't this the same guy who used to sit around and beg? Where is this man?" The man was right in front of their eyes, looking at their faces, eyes bright and shining, no longer closed to the sun. He could see, but they would not or could not believe it. It was staring them in their faces, but like today, we can only see what we want to see. Like those neighbors and friends, each of us with spiritual blind spots are unable to see what God is doing. God could be doing something fantastic right now, and we don't see it. We see how we want things to be or how we think things should be. But spiritual blindness causes us to miss out on the work of the kingdom. God's hand working signs and wonders before our very eyes, in our church, in our community, in our friends, in our family. The people we least expect or want are seeing new ways of being church or dreaming of possibilities, moving outside of the box, and we are unable to see and affirm the wonder of it all because of our spiritual blindness, our blind spots. Even in these days of the COVID-19 pandemic, God is working. As much of human activity in the world ceases on the outside, we can take the time nurturing our inside world, the place of spirit. The second group to resist the obvious are the Pharisees, who showed incredible disbelief and prejudice. The Pharisees, religious leaders, well-trained, educated, respected in the community, the leaders, the elders known for their deep spirituality, their religious piety, good church members, and yet they were unable to see a healed man. And they began to argue, and they were divided. They had double vision, so it's no wonder they couldn't see. They had spiritual blind spots. They could not see what was in front of them and were unable to see what they were doing. How they were pouring water on this man that Jesus had just healed and who was standing before them whole. They were causing him to doubt his own miracle, discrediting the joy of his healing. They were blind to the guilt and shame they were heaping on him. They were hurting him. They were emotionally and spiritually wounding a child of God. They had good intentions, but they were blind and didn't know it. They were so hung up on rules and regulations that they were blind to what these rules were doing to real people. No matter whom you are, no matter your theological training, no matter your years of experience in leadership or the years you've attended church, everyone has a spiritual blind spot. When we are unwilling to check our blind spots or unwilling to admit we even have them, then we miss out on what God is doing right now, today, in the kingdom. It is the same as when we're driving a car and wanting to make a lane change. If we don't check our mirrors, we might run into a car that is sitting right there in our blind spot. And then we have the parents. They believed their son, but were afraid to speak out for fear of rejection. And then they said they were afraid of not being part of the group, so they said, well, he's of age, you ask him. They were afraid of what people would say, so they backed down. It takes courage not to give in to this blind spot, to speak when you know that what is happening is not of God. By now, the man had heard some questions, heard these same questions over and over. He didn't know why he had been healed, but he knew that his life had been miraculously changed, and he was not afraid to tell the truth. A second time, they summoned the man who had been blind. The Pharisees continued to hammer him, and when he refused to give them the answer they wanted, they hurled insults at him. His new faith was being tested by some of the authorities. He was a changed person. He had gained not only physical sight, but also spiritual sight as he recognized Jesus, first as a prophet and then as Lord. Finally, the story ends with the religious authorities asking Jesus the question we all need to ask. Some Pharisees who were with him asked, "What? Are we blind too?" Jesus said, "If you were blind, you would not be guilty of sin. But now that you claim you see, your guilt remains." Jesus is saying that he came so that those who do not see might see, and those who think they can see will realize they are blind. Take time this Lent and during this time of self-isolation to ask the Lord Jesus to remove your blindness and reveal your blind spots. Jesus, we ask that you remove any blindness that hinders us from knowing you, reflecting you, and living your call to us. Be of great courage and ask Jesus, "Am I blind too?" Let us pray. Lord, in these days of mercy, make us quiet and prayerful. In these days of challenge, make us stronger in you. In these days of emptiness, take possession of us. In these days of waiting, open our hearts to the mystery of your cross. Amen.